And now our first feature. In his day, Chris Scales was the youngest student at the Norwich School of Art. And now in his 70s, he still loves the nature of art. His story is written by Derek James, and our reader is Peter Dennington.
He has painted pictures hanging in collections across the world. He was the youngest student at the Norwich School of Art, and his window displays attracted shoppers into most of the department stores in Norwich over the years. His name is Chris Scales, and he is one of the most popular and talented artists working in the county. "It had been and still is a wonderful life," said wildlife artist Chris, now aged 74, who put on an exhibition of his latest work in his home village of Mulbarton on Sunday, May 15th. I suspect some of you reading this will have a Chris Scales hanging on the wall. His work is highly sought after, and he has gained a reputation for being one of the best-loved artists and tutors in Norfolk. Not only that, when he ran and staged shows for the Mulbarton Players, they raised more than £20,000 for charities and good causes. None of this would have been possible without the support of my partner Steve, who has been at my side for more than 40 years, he said. Chris was born in Loddon in 1942, the year of the Norwich Blitz, the son of Don, who worked at Lawrence Scott and Electromotors, and Dorothy, who everybody knew as Dolly. They moved into the city, living at Cedar Road, near the train station, and young Chris went to the Crome School, named after the world-famous Norwich artist John Crome. "To be honest, the only thing I was ever good at or interested in was painting, and I was lucky to be accepted as a student at Norwich School of Art when I was just 14. I was told I was the youngest student ever," said Chris. "The principal was Noel Spencer, and my tutor, Leslie Davenport, was brilliant. Very strict, but he taught me so much I have never forgotten him," said Chris, whose mother worked making lampshades for Gerald's so her son could go to art school. "Even today, when I finish a painting, I think of her and hope she can see me. She helped me so much and was a wonderful mother," he added. Young Chris needed to make some money when he left college, so he turned to another form of art and became a window dresser in Norwich. His first job was at the Frank Price department store in Magdalen Street, which was flattened to make way for Anglia Square and the flyover in the 1960s. "The window displays were so important, they attracted people into the shop," said Chris, who went on to work at Marshall and Snellgrove, Peter Robinson, now Topshop, Garlands, Bonds, now John Lewis, Richards, and at Lowestoft. Chris became a display manager, turning his windows into works of art which customers loved. Meanwhile, in his spare time, he was always painting. "Painting has always been my first love. I worked with some wonderful people at the stores. It was hard work, but we also had a lot of fun," he added. Eventually, he took the plunge, packing up the day job for 6 months to see if he could make it living as an artist. His first solo exhibition was at Studio 69 at Elm Hill, Norwich, and was a big hit. It resulted in commissions in Abu Dhabi, other parts of the world, and numerous exhibitions and private sales. Chris went on to open the popular Hayloft Arts and Crafts shop and gallery at Mulbarton, where he and Steve threw themselves into village life. "I love the place and the people," he said. He also teaches art at the village hall 5 times a week, and that is where the exhibition of his recent work was held on Sunday. Chris will make a donation from sales to Little Discoveries, which helps children with special needs in Norfolk.